watch out and pray for whatever is coming toward our families, coming toward our cities, communities, you know, whatever we are connected to, associated with, and in any kind of way. Amen. We have a responsibility, the duty, and the obligation, amen, to behave in a certain way as Christians, whether those out there are saved or whether they're unsaved. We have a certain responsibility and a duty as believers to be in a relationship that is, that brings glory and honor and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We learned on Sunday, amen, that we do have a duty and responsibility to those out there, whether they're saved or unsaved, in the world, because our relationship runs to people, places, and things, whether we choose to or not. We live in a place, there are things that go on in those places, and there are people that we're going to encounter. So we're responsible for what type of relationship that we build with those people, because as we're building a better life, or the best life for a better future, we can't avoid or get around those three entities that I just mentioned. They're just a part of the process, and we can't cheat the process. Amen. So we need to pay attention to people, places, and things. Amen. Because all three of those, some kind of way, sometime or another, will affect our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. Amen. And so we want to be in charge of how we respond to those. It doesn't matter what they do to us, how they treat us, you know, but what the key is how I respond to people and the places I find myself and the things that are, that I encounter while I'm there, wherever that there is. And so we just need to be mindful of that. But there is help. Amen. God helps us to deal with people, places, and things if, you know, we choose to deal with it, that it glorifies God. You know, we never want his name, what he is all about, to be blasphemed. That's the whole key, you know. Never want it to be evilly spoken of. Amen. Nothing that we do for Christ or do, period, as Christians, we want to be evilly spoken of. But God is our help. That's the key right there. Help is available to get through people, or by people, or get along with people, or, you know, we have to show ourselves friendly sometimes when we really don't want to, but that's human nature. But God is our help. You know, he's that help there to help us. He comes alongside of us to help us. And so we want to continue to strive toward our destination, going through people that we have to, not running over people, but just working through and around, dealing with people, letting our light shine. Maybe they'll see our good works, and they too will glorify our Father, which is in heaven, because everybody's trying to get to some destination. Everybody's got to go through places that, you know, that they, we might go through the same time, might not go through them the same way, but that's just life. You know, we're on a journey here. We're not here to stay forever. This is not our home. We're on our way to our home. Heaven is our home. Amen. But we got to go through this life, okay, this place called life. We got to go through it. But God helps us. Amen. We're not by ourselves. So stand by this morning. We're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of what I want to share with you this morning that the Lord dropped in my spirit. Amen. To share with the people of God this morning. He always wants to feed us what we need to get us through the day. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, where we've been talking about all of the scriptures good for healing. And we say healing is not just physical, it's also spiritual, emotional, you know, it's occupational, it's environmental, it's social, it's financial. Every area of life that pertains to life and godliness that we deal with, we encounter, we have to just come to the Lord with it and about it. Because he told us, come to me, all ye that weary and a burden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. But my yoke is gentle and easy. You know, it's not hard. You know, in your heart, just humble in your heart. But that's what God looks at. As long as we don't harden our heart, you know, we'll be helped. Amen. He said that, you know, I'll We'll find that with that rest that we need. We'll find that peace that we need. Our souls will be at ease. You know, we'll be confident. We won't have them trials and tribulations. But when you deal with God's yoke, God's instruction, God's way of doing things, it's easy. His burden is so light, you know. And then if it's too much for us, he's going to help us. David said he'd have every present help that we need in those difficult times, those time of heavy burdens and heavy lifting. And so we just thank God. Amen. So let's pray and get into a little bit of what I'm going to share with you this morning. But keep that thought in mind. Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning as we gather together once again this morning to pray, God, to share just some neat spiritual food for the soul this morning, God, because you said if we love you, we will feed your sheep and give them something to eat. So we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning, Lord God, as we come together in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning, just to share, God, a few words that you gave me to encourage the people this morning, God. And I pray it be an encouragement to them, enlightenment to them, to know, God, that we're never without help. We're never out of your presence. You're always there to help us, God. Even when the loads get heavy and hard to bear, you're there to help us through the heavy lifting, God. You're there to take the burdens off of us, God, and we'll cast them upon you who care for us, God. And you will eventually exalt us in due time if we don't faint, if we don't go weary. But if we just keep pressing on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus, and forget those things that are behind us, Lord God, those things that are at us down, those things that cause us to struggle. And we forget those things and continue to press toward, reach toward, strive toward, onward, upward toward the prize for the mark of high calling of God, the mark that has been set before us, the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. God, as we press on toward our destination, God, is to spend eternity with you. We thank you and we praise you, God, that we have all of your scriptures, God, to our availability, God, that Father, we just take the word and let it be that medicine, let it be that food, let it be that spiritual nourishment that builds us up as spiritual athletes in this race, God, because it's not given, the crown is not given, the reward is not given to us just running swiftly here and there, God, but Father, it's given to those who can finish the course and finish the good fight of faith and run on to the end and see what it's going to be. And so we thank you for ordering our steps in your word. We thank you for our thoughts coming in agreement with your will. We thank and praise you for what you've already done, what you've already shown us, what you've already revealed to us. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change, God. You've opened our eyes to a whole another level of faith and reality, God. And you're taking us even today from faith to faith and from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And we thank you that we reckon these current, present, light afflictions, these present day suffering, they're not worthy to be compared to the glory you said that shall be revealed in us in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 18 of the King James Bible. So we give you praise, glory, and honor that there's no more on us, God, than you know that we can bear, God. And we thank you that there is a way to escape. If you give it, we can't bear it. You will open a door that no man can open. You'll close a door that we don't have to go back through that past door, God. And so, Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor as we continue to pray this morning for our families. We pray for the ones that are not saved to be saved, the ones that are backslidden to come back. We thank you for prodigal sons and daughters turning back, Lord God, to their first love. We thank you for sons turning to fathers and fathers to sons, mothers to daughters and daughters to mothers. We're thanking you, Lord God, this morning for repairing the breach in every family, every household this morning, that they will serve the Lord. And Joshua declared that for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Let this be, God, the faith declaration of every believing family and household, God, in the name of Jesus, whether there be a single parent or whether there be a dual parent household, God, we're just praying this morning that any families that are struggling, that you'll bring healing and recovery and deliverance in those households, God, that those children can be raised up in the way they should go, trained up and in the way they should go, that when they get old and will not depart from it, train them up in the admonitions of the Lord, the fear of God, the reverence of God, the holy scriptures of God. Keep that word before them, Lord God, that they'll grow up with it, Lord God, hallelujah, being before them, God. And so, Father, we just thank and praise you for healing, hallelujah, this morning, our bodies, our physical bodies, our souls, and our spirits, the whole man, the whole woman, God, we just give you praise and honor. We pray for the healing of the families of the world. God, we're praying this morning for our nation and other nations, tongues and tribes that are out there that don't know you, God, because you say, God, blessed is the nation whose Lord is our God. And you say righteousness must exalt every nation. So we're praying and calling for it to the glory of God this morning, God, in these war-torn places, these places that are divided against themselves. If they continue, Lord, along that path, God, they will, hallelujah, they'll be destroyed, they'll be divided, God, and be meet with great destruction. But we're praying and calling for unity, God, in the name of Jesus, in these places where there's division, even in our very own country. We're praying for our country, Lord God, that, Father, in the name of Jesus, you forgive us our sins, and you heal our land, God, not only our land, but wherever there's darkness on the land, that, God, you will bring forth light. Praying, God, the light of the gospel will be spread and preached, and every creature will be able to hear, Lord God, because you said you're not coming until the gospel has been preached into every creature. They've had a chance to either accept it or reject it. So, Father, we're just praying for the going forth of the gospel message, oh God, to every creature, every tongue, every tribe, every nation out there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. We thank you and praise you for the preaching of the gospel, the teaching of the gospel, the cancellation and denouncement of every false teaching, false way, false, Lord, empire house that was built, Lord God, and calling it a house of God. Father, your house should not be a house of a den of thieves and merchandisers, God, but a house of purity, a clean house, Lord God, sanctified, a sanctuary where you please to come and bring your presence and dwell in the midst of your people. So we're praying that our Father's house will be a pure house, a clean house, a sanctified house, where there will only be preaching and teaching and worship and spirit and in truth, Lord God, that you will be so pleased to come and dwell in. So God, sanctify every household with the word of God, with the preaching of the gospel, the real true gospel, that your people can be made free, God, in the name of Jesus, that every minister would open the book and begin to declare, Lord God, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, not under the name of title, Lord God, that the blind eyes will be open, Lord God. Hallelujah. The captives will be made free, God, and everyone who hear, Lord God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the power of salvation will come forth, and God, they'll be saved, because the word of God, the truth, God, you said will make us free, and if the Son sets us free, we're free indeed. So may Jesus be preached, oh God, in every place, oh God. Hallelujah. Every church, every building, every gathering, whether it be house ministry, church ministry, street ministry, God, whatever the case be outreach, God, evangelism, let Jesus be lifted up in the earth, that you might draw all men unto you. So we're praying for our government today, God. We're praying for other governments. We're praying that the heart of the kings will be turned towards you, queens, whoever, God, is in authority. We pray this morning that they'll govern with the fear and reverence of God in their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. We just lift all up to you, and we pray, God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Let it be done in our life as it is in heaven, as we pray this morning for the sick to be healed, captives to be freed, Lord God, eyes, blind eyes to be opened, Lord God. Oh, lepers to rise up and walk and go forth and sin no more, God. Roll up their bed of affliction and go forth and sin no more, God. I pray that you help our doubt and unbelief wherever it might be, God, wherever it might appear, God. Oh, that we be fully persuaded in the spirit of our mind, God, that you are our help, God, and you will help us in times of trouble, God, that we can redeem these evil times, because the days are evil, Lord God. And so, Father, help us this morning. We look to you this morning to author, finish, and develop our faith with gratitude and thanksgiving for what you've already done and what you're doing and what you promised to do, God. Help us never to forget all your benefits that you load us down daily, that every day there's new mercy, God, that there's grace that's sufficient for us, God, and we should rather glory in our affliction, that your grace might appear upon us, Lord God. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor this morning. Thank you for saving us and we're saved. Thank you for healing us and we're healed. Thank you that you are our praise, and we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. We will enter your gates with thanksgiving and come in your courts with praise this morning, because you made us. We didn't make ourselves. We are the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. We are your chosen generation, your royal priesthood, your holy nation unto God, your peculiar people, that we're here to show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness and placed us in his marvelous like we're praying just for others this morning, that they'll come into the knowledge of the truth, God. They'll repent and want to be saved, God. Bring them away from the form of godliness, God, and fill them with the power. Give them that power, Lord God. Give them that power, to God, to become the sons of God today, God. We're praying in the name of Jesus, oh, for spiritual revival, spiritual renewal, and outpouring of the Spirit of God on all flesh, sons and daughters, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in this hour, we pray, God, this morning, your will be done. As we pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. We pray, amen and amen. Holy Ghost, have your way this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. We want to talk just a little bit this morning on this Tuesday morning, creating a prayer culture for God. Again, this is Pastor Lester Hayes here with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes. And I did hear Pastor Phoebe come on this morning, Sister Bell, and I thought someone else came on. Greetings to you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a passage of scripture this morning, a couple of verses this morning that the Lord dropped in my spirit this morning. And if I may give this a subject, this text I'm going to talk about a little bit, comes out of the book of Psalms. We've been talking about all the scriptures that bring about all the healing for us, body, soul, and spirit. You know, we said, what's your best scripture for healing? We said all of them. And we said, healing is so broad. We have such a broad picture of things that need to be healed. Our land need to be healed. People in the land. We need to be healed. Ministers need to be healed. Everybody needs some healing in some area in their life, because there is a sickness out there that's plaguing people. And we know Jesus is that chief physician. We know he sent his word. We know God sent Jesus, the living word, to heal our disease and rescue us from destruction. And when we read that in the book of Psalms, that's where I'm at this morning, the book of Psalms, chapter 107, I'm going to look at verses 19 through 21, the King James Bible, just to encourage you this morning. I was just moved by this when I looked at it, amen, and read it. I love this psalm. I love verse 20. I love the whole chapter. This is so good. And here's how David did this. He said, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble." That's a wonderful person to cry to. Sometimes we cry ourselves to sleep. Sometimes wife cries to her husband, to their wife. Sometimes the children to their parents. Sometimes we cry to our best friend, boyfriend, cry to girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. We always have these shoulders of people that we cry to. And sometimes it's without hesitation. We got something going on. We get on the phone and call my best friend, and we start crying to them, and all of a sudden they crying back to us, and we get this crying party going on. Sometimes we call it pity party. But I love what David said. He said, well, you know, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, the King James Bible, if you notice, is that we cry unto the Lord, and he hear us, and he answers us, and he shows us great and mighty things. The Bible said that thou knowest not. So you got some crying prophets in the Bible. You got some weeping prophets in the Bible. They knew how to cry out to God. When the scripture said that broken heart and contrite spirit, God will not despise. I think that's in the book of Psalms, chapter 51. Shannon, she'll look that verse up for me. But that broken heart means so much to God when you see a believer that's got some trouble, got some struggle, got some issues, you know, and if we don't get it right, we'll start to stress out and worry. And we know when you're stressing and worrying, it's not of God. That stress sometimes can take you to a place, man, where you might end up with the death and medical documentation. People end up with tumor, cancerous tumors, because they were so stressed out. What was the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 17, the King James Bible. Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for looking that up for me. It talks about, you know what I'm saying, that broken heart, that contrite spirit. God will not despise. It's not a shame to cry before God, you know, before we cry to people. So many times we put our tears on the shoulders of people who really can't help us. They can be there for us to cry to, but at the end of the day, when I get finished crying and they go about their business crying, well, before you know it, I'm thinking about it again, and here come the tears again, the floodgates open again. But I like what David said. David said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. That word distresses them, man, is plural because it's talking about all of them, all of our stresses. This is why we take all of the medicine, all of the word, because we got all of these distresses, things and people and places that distress us. And he says, he sent his word. Now, you can put in parentheses there, he sent Jesus. Okay? And Jesus came with the word. He was the word. Remember, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. That's book of John, chapter 1. But when Jesus came, he came as the word, with the word. Remember what it said in the book, first chapter, book of John, I think chapter 14, that he was full of truth and grace. So he didn't come empty-handed. He didn't come. He came with the word. He was the word. He bought the word. But if you remember, when he went in the synagogue, he went in the synagogue as the Son of God, the incarnated Word of God. And when he saw sick people, he did not ignore them. He gave them the word. The word spoke to them, and they became healed. And he told them, instruction to them was, now go and sin no more, because your sickness has a connection to your sin. And sometimes it's not the sin I committed. It might be the sin I omitted. Or it might just be that when Adam sinned, it was all imputed to every human being. And until I realized that I'm a sinner that need to be saved by grace, ain't no need of me asking God crying for no healing until I get my soul saved. That's the first healing. I got to heal to get this sin problem healed. And sometimes the things that we go through, sinning against my body, sinning against my finances, you know, sinning against my whatever, bring, you know, it might not keep me out of heaven. There's some sins that will, but every sin, remember, he said, is not unto death. What he was talking about there is a physical death, there's a spiritual death. And every sin is not unto that final death. That's going to be the final enemy that the Lord is going to destroy. But I got a chance to get saved so I don't be destroyed from sin now that I'm committing. I can die to that dominion now, you know, by asking the Lord to forgive me, and he's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. We know what the book of Romans said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I get to make a choice there. I can choose death. I can choose eternal life. There's nobody without sin. If you say that, you're lying. The truth ain't in you. That's why every day we should call on the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive us. You know, don't say if I sin. Chances are, because we are sinners saved by grace, we omitted something or we committed something. We don't always know, but we do know that we should live a repentant life. Not a shame, it's a privilege and a blessing we have. It's a benefit we have to just get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me of my sin, you know, and cleansing me of all my unrighteousness, because I'm a sinner saved by grace. There's nothing to be ashamed of. That's a right we have given to us by God to make sure we stay in right standing with him. Yes, a little white lie, a little slip of the tongue, it's still sin, you know, sin is sin. We're not saying you're going right. No. Sometimes it just happens because we're human. It's just a fact of life for human beings. You know, we live in an imperfect world. And then he goes on to say, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them. He saveth them out of all of their distresses, many of them. He sent his word and healed them. Okay? Jesus came to heal us, to save us, to free us from the yoke of bondage, and delivered them from their destruction. That word destruction means death. And if you look at it, it has an S on the end of it. So that means if we put what it really means in the translation, death, it means death. There's a lot of things we die to. Remember these areas we're trying to have optimal overall wellness, we might die physically, we might die spiritually, we might die financially, we might die emotionally, we might die occupationally, we might die environmentally, we might die sociably. Destructions, all those things, we can be destroyed, or they'll destroy us, or we'll destroy them. You know, and he goes on to say there, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. The children of men. All of us were not born from God. We were born from a man and a woman getting together. Okay? And they might not have been saved. Okay? We were born in sin. David said we were conceived in sin. God did something about that before we were born. He sent his son Jesus. This is what we're talking about. He sent Jesus. So we're without excuse out there. The world out there that's making excuses and talking about somebody provoked them and talking about this and that, if that wouldn't have happened, this wouldn't have happened, making all these excuses, pointing fingers, lying on folks, accusing folks falsely. But we learned Sunday, these are the things we're going to see, these traitors, these truth breakers, these haters. We learned that Sunday in the message in the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 1 through 9 or 10, where Paul has told Timothy, he's telling us, you know, all these things in the last days we're going to see, and we've been seeing a lot of them, and they cause distresses in our life. Some people are dying as a result of it because they're not prepared for the famine. They're not prepared for the outbreak of all these terrible, troublesome, deadly things, poisons and things that are taking place, murdering and war, taking innocent lives, you know, children being slaughtered. It's all going down. So much darkness on the land. But listen to what the instructions he gave them. Then they cry unto the Lord in their troubles. Why? He's a very present help in this time of trouble. And so this is part of, you know, that healing that he promised us, is to be able to call on him, to come to him, because we're heavy laden, we're weary, we're burdened, and he'll give us rest. You know, he is that strong tower that we run to, and we're safe. That's what the righteous do foremost, cry, but run to that tower, run to the strong tower. Book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10 of the King James Bible. Now, it don't necessarily have to be a physical place. It could just be where you turn to when trouble comes. You know, David gives us a hint. Then they cry. That's the place, that place where we cry. You know, some folks go to conferences to try to get a word and all that. Remember, we don't need a conference. We need a closet, a secret place, a private place. Beth Sharon gave us a powerful scripture on Sunday out of the book of Psalm chapter 91. They who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he's our refuge and our fortress. In him do we put our trust. We get under the wings like a brooding hen, want her little chick to come underneath the wings of protection. That's what God wants us to do. But sometimes we just have to cry. And I love how David started this psalm. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Why? Because sometimes we wander all over the place. We toss to and fro like a ship on ocean. And we should just be crying out to God and asking him to help us, and he will in our trouble. So we're going to end right there. Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning for the word of encouragement. We thank you this morning that we know we can cry to you. You hear us, you answer us, and you show us great and mighty things that we don't know. We know now, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 17 of the King James Bible, Lord God, that are brokenhearted and a contrite spirit, you will not despise. Yeah. It's a blessing to be broken before the Lord. And so we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, that we have your word to stand on. Help us to apply when trouble shows up. Help us to turn to you. Help us, Lord, to run to you, God. Help us to cry out and call on your holy name, Lord, and cry out to you, God, in trouble. And you will hear us, you will save us, you will redeem us, oh God, you will help us, oh God, you will make a way out, God. You open the door for us, oh God. You give us that relief that we need, God.
And so we look to you this morning, Doctor, finish and develop our faith. Now take, we take this word and add it in our heart that we might not sin against you when trouble shows up, God. But we will submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from us for a season, only to return again and harass us. But God, we look to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are our standard. And you are our battle axe, God. You are our hope, God, for tomorrow. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, because David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good in your mercy and do it forever, God. Let us the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning, for it's in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, then. Well, we're going to open up the line this morning for comments. Amen. If you have a comment this morning, we'll go ahead and start this.